Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and I just want to tell you that we are so blessed by all the listeners, the emails we receive, the prayer requests we receive. If you have a prayer concern, we ask that you would click on our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the prayer concerns. Our prayer team will pray for you. We've seen some wonderful blessings and miracles this season as we have been praying for people. I want to begin today with a little pastoral prayer before we go to scripture. We've had so much chaos and crisis and confusion in our world today. I think it would be good for us to just take a moment and pray. Pray for our families, pray for our lives, pray for our nation, pray for our city, and for a foundational passage for our pastoral prayer before I begin the message today. I would like to use Psalm 46 and look at verses 1 through 7. If you have your Bible, you can turn there, Psalm 46, 1 through 7. That psalm is a psalm that I turn to when there's stress or fear or confusion in my life. I turn to the psalms because the psalms are the anatomy of all parts of the soul. And there are psalms of lament, there are psalms of praise, there are psalms where we cry out. I would encourage you to turn to Psalm 46, and we'll spend a few moments just in a pastoral prayer. Psalm 46 says, "We come, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear." Wow, isn't that a great word? "Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." Selah. There's a Hebrew word, Selah, S-E-L-A-H. And it means, well, they really don't know the meaning of that Hebrew word. They think it's a musical interlude, but it may mean to pause and calmly think about what has been sung or what has been read. God is our refuge. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know all the chaos and confusion and crisis going on in your life. But God is our refuge, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we need not fear. Verse 4, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in an uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Selah. We've come together today to affirm our conviction that God cares for us. Whatever our ethnic, religious, or political background may be, God cares for us. The Bible says that he is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in troubles. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Today we come together to confess our need of God. God, we've always needed you from the very beginning of this nation, but today we need you especially in our nation, in our lives, in our towns, in our cities, in our churches. We need you, Lord. Be our refuge. Be our ever-present help in trouble. Lord, we're involved in a new kind of warfare, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. And Lord, we need the help of your Holy Spirit to guide and direct our steps, and our stops. The Bible says God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. We know, God, that you are our creator and our sustainer of all things. We pray right now that you be our refuge in these turbulent times. Be our refuge during this time of division and chaos. Be our strength when we are weak. Be our strength so that we can stand in the midst of this storm. Lord God of eternity, you have been our ever-present help in trouble. We pray right now for our leaders. Your word says, pray for those that are in authority over us. Lord, we pray for our leaders. We pray for the leaders of this city. We pray for the leaders of this county. We pray for the leaders of this state. We pray for the leaders of this nation. We pray for our president. We pray for our legislators, our representatives. We pray for our justices. Lord, we pray that your light and your love would shine into their hearts. Let there be reconciliation and peace in our nation, in our states, in our homes, and in our lives. Lord God, out of the crime, corruption, calamity, catastrophes, crisis, confusion, and chaos of COVID-19, of our political atmosphere, comes the calm cry from the cross of Christ. It is finished. We know that all this destruction, devastation, doubt, despair, despondency, depression, division, and even death, they are all defeated with the cry of the cross of Christ. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Dave, and this is the Seed of Faith, and this week's message is called, Out of Chaos Comes Creation. Out of Chaos Comes Christ. We may have a two-part sermon or a message this week, but I wanted to spend some time praying, and I think it's important for us, each and every one of us listening, that we pray. We be a people of prayer, praying for our own selves, praying for this nation, praying for our leaders. In the church calendar that's we celebrate at this time of year, we remember the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ and the beginning of his ministry. And in the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus was baptized, and in that baptism, he was buried with Christ in the waters and raised into a new life. The waters of baptism represent the cleansing of our sin. In baptism, we remember that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And in baptism, we're engrafted, or we're made a part of the family of God. It doesn't matter who you are, but if you believe in Christ and are baptized into Christ, you're brothers and sisters with other believers. And then right after Jesus's baptism, he goes to the wilderness, and he's tempted and he's tried for 40 days. And Jesus learned obedience in the wilderness. I wonder a lot if during this wilderness time of COVID-19, of this political unrest in our nation, in this wilderness time, in this chaos, what are we learning? That's a good question for us to, maybe that's a good so what question for us today. I'd like for us to look today at Genesis chapter 1. Listen for God's word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And God said, let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. And God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning the second day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered in one place, and let the dry ground appear. And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to the various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light to the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give them light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning the fourth day. And God said, let the waters teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing which the waters teem according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water and the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning the fifth day. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kind, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God said it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our own image, in the likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and all over the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created him. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, and they will be yours for food. And all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw that he had all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning the sixth day. You've been listening to the Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. Do you know that there's the serious student of the Bible will find that each time you return to the Word, God or Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit, actually God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, will be a little bit bigger. So my challenge to you as we begin this year is that you'll return to God's Word. That's my challenge to you. And that you'll find God bigger than your fears. That you'll find Jesus Christ bigger to help you walk through your fear and your doubt. That the Holy Spirit will be bigger to strengthen you as you pass through the troubles and turbulent times. Turn to God's Word. There's a great series by C.S. Lewis called The Chronicles of Narnia. If you haven't ever read the book or watched the movies, I would encourage you to go and watch those. But there's a great scene in The Chronicles of Narnia when the lion, Aslan, and the Aslan is the Christ figure, and Lucy comes to see Aslan when she's older. She met Aslan as a child. And there's a great little dialogue when the older Lucy comes to see Aslan, and Lucy says, or actually the dialogue begins with Aslan, the lion, saying, welcome, child. And Lucy says, Aslan, You're bigger. The lion, Aslan, says, that's because you are older, little one. Not because you are, she says. Aslan says, no, I am not. But every year you grow, you will find me bigger. Wow. Wouldn't it be great if we grew bigger? Because God is growing bigger in us. The bigger we see God as our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble, the more we see God bigger in our chaos and in our creation, our lives will be stronger. My hope is that as we work our way through the wonders of this new year, reading God's word together, that we'll find Christ bigger and bigger and bigger. So what do we know about Genesis real quick? And why should we even look at the first chapter of Genesis, or why should we study Genesis? What do we hope to gain from a study of the first book of the Bible? Well, let me do a quick overview of Genesis. In chapters 1 through 11, it deals with the humanity of us. There's four great events. In chapters 1 and 2, it deals with creation. Chapters 3 through 5 deal with the origin of the human family and the fall of humanity, evil and human choice. Verses 6 through 9 talk about the flood, and chapters 10 through 11, there's a rebellion at Babel. And then the last chapters are about the four patriarchs. Abraham takes up chapters 12 through 25. And then Isaac picks up in 25 through 27. And Jacob is in chapters 28 through 36. And Joseph deals, his life is in chapters 28 through 50. Why do you think that it was important for Moses to record the beginning of things? And why is it for us, why is it important for us to look at this? I want us to go back to verse 1 real quick in Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. In the Hebrew culture, the waters represented chaos. The waters represented the confusion or the darkness. It says, now the earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. I wonder, with all that's going on in our world today, and we're looking at a new year, we may say, the earth is formless and empty, this year is formless and empty, and darkness seems to be hovering over the surface of the deep. But over the surface of the deep is the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. That's a powerful, powerful image. The surface of the deep and the image of God hovering over the water. In Genesis, there's a great word. It says, in the beginning. The Hebrew word is Bereshith. 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 That's the transliteration of it. And it's the dominating word in chapter 1. In the beginning. Bereshith. We're at the beginning of a new year. Maybe we're at the beginning of a new career or a new marriage or a new life. In the beginning. That terminology, Bereshith, or that word, dominates chapter 1. Actually, Bereshith bara Elohim. It means that God or Elohim is the dominant theme in chapter 1. God is mentioned 35 times. God is mentioned 35 times in chapter 1. God is the subject, and the verb created is singular. So think of it this way, real quick. Out of the plural, and God is the subject, Elohim is plural, and created is singular, the plural out of the plural creates the singular. That is so amazing. God was there in the beginning. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. That's Psalm 90, verse 2. Bereshith. God creates out of nothing. The word bara, create, is only used of God in the Bible. Did you hear me? The word bara, or create, is only used of God. God is the one that is created. Let's look at, I would encourage you maybe sometime this week, go to Hebrews chapter 11 and look at chapter 11 as we walk through these confusing times. And look at the word faith. Faith is used 21 times at least in Hebrews 11. But Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. Or look at Isaiah 40:26. Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created these? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. I don't know, sometimes here where we live in the city, it's hard to see the stars at night. But if you can go to a place where it's dark and you look up and you see the stars, wonder who the creator is and realize that out of the chaos comes the creation. Revelation 4:11 says, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created things by your will, and they were created and have their being. So what does it mean that something is formless or void and that covers the darkness? That's what it says in verse 2. And yet out of the formless void covered in darkness, God creates. Maybe right now you feel like you're in a dark place. I don't know where you're at, but I know that God knows where you're at. God, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 says, let light shine out of the darkness, and he made his light to shine in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. What I would say is the Spirit is fluttering. That's the Hebrew word that's hovering or fluttering over the surface of the deep, the darkness. God is hovering over the darkness right now of your life. Maybe a better word picture is God is fluttering and hovering over the darkness of our hearts. Now maybe you're going to say, Pastor, you're going to step on my toes. I want you to know that God created each and every one of us. There's eight simple phrases that begin with, and God said. Notice that darkness is not abolished, but it's subordinated. God saw, God divided, and God called. And God said, let us make in our image our likeness. The first time that God speaks to himself, and he says, let us create. Let us create human beings in our image. Do you realize if you're married, your spouse is created in God's image? If you have children, they're created in God's image. Your co-workers are created in God's image. Your boss is created in God's image. If you're a teacher, your students are created in God's image. Listen, even those, your enemies are created in God's image. We're called to pray for those who persecute us. And out of this chaos comes God's creation. Let us pray. Lord God, we give thanks that out of the chaos and confusion of our lives, you create a new beginning. Bereshith bara Elohim. Create in us a new heart, O God, and a new spirit. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.